This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furch-Scott-Roth, who's a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and director of the Institute's Center for Employment Policy. She's also the former chief economist for the Department of Labor under President George W. Bush, and she also served as chief of staff of his Council of Economic Advisors. She's also a contributing editor at RealClearMarkets.com. We want to get her thoughts today as the new Labor Department numbers on jobs come out, unemployment rate overall holding steady at 10% even, and also we're seeing 85,000 additional jobs lost in the month of December. And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you today.
Let's start with the fact that we lost more jobs in December than we did in November, but the overall number stays the same. So are we basically flatlining at 10% here, or do you see a trend of some sort?
Well, no. I mean, the most remarkable development was the movement out of the labor force of many people. The labor force shrank by 661,000. The labor force participation rate declined from 64.9% to 64.6%. That's the lowest since August 1985. And as you might recall, you're probably too young to remember this, but in 1985, not very many women were working. So this is the lowest labor force participation rate since the time that there was a mass exodus of women into the labor force. So it's as though all that exodus of women into the labor force had not actually happened.
But Diana, so many economists told us last year that the recession was essentially over. We were bottoming out and heading in the right direction. What happened?
Well, it's very difficult to forecast the future. And most economists, with the exception of one or two, didn't forecast the big recession that we had last year. And they didn't forecast, then it's very reasonable that they're not forecasting the recovery either. So we had a small positive increase in jobs in November, but December was down by 85,000. But what's even worse is the decline in the labor force participation rate, because it means more Americans are getting discouraged than just not bothering to look for jobs. What's also particularly depressing is the increase in the number of Americans unemployed for 27 weeks and longer. That rose over a full percentage point from 38.7 to 39.8%. Believe it or not, this is the highest since the Bureau of Labor Statistics started keeping records in 1948. This is very troubling because the longer workers stay out of work, the harder they find it to come back. If you're just unemployed for 1 or 2 months, you still have a lot of job skills. You're used to getting to that job at 8 in the morning. By the time it's been 6 months or more, you find it a little bit harder to get out of bed early. Maybe there are some developments in software or construction or something your team's done that you've fallen behind on. And what we need to really focus on is getting these long-term unemployed back to work.
What did you notice in any of the sectors or other numbers that jumped out at you today?
Well, what's really interesting is the education and health sector. It's continued to create jobs month after month. Every single month we've been in a recession. And it shows that if unemployed Americans are looking for a place to go, they should consider some of these health support jobs, such as occupational therapist, nurse, dental assistant. These are jobs that are continuing to be created. On the other hand, the number of jobs created in temporary help services, which is an indicator of future demand, actually fell from 55,000 to 46,000. I had expected that to continue to increase, because what happens is employers first hire temporary workers and then they move to permanent workers, but it looks like the number even of temporary workers declined last month.
We're talking with Diana Furch-Scott-Roth, former chief economist for the Department of Labor in the George W. Bush administration. And when we talked a month or two ago, Diana, you said the smartest thing that could be done in Washington is to scrap most of the current legislative agenda. Do you still feel that way? And what would you encourage lawmakers to replace it with in order to stimulate job creation and broad-based economic growth?
Well, I most definitely believe that the problem is that government is embarking on these large programs, more and more deficit spending, even by Mr. Obama's own budget in the mid-session review. Debt as a percent of GDP is almost 80% in 2019. So we're borrowing a lot more, taking a lot more in taxes to repay the debt. And what we need to do is lower taxes, give some sense of certainty. I mean, how is a small businessman supposed to know whether to hire workers when he doesn't know if his tax rate this coming year in 2010 and 2011, is it going to be 35% as it is now? Is it going to go up to 39.6%? Is it going to be 45% as in the House Democrats' health care bill? Will he get an 8% payroll tax on all his workers because he doesn't provide the right kind of health insurance as in the House Democrats' bill? Or will the premiums that he pays for his workers' health insurance be taxed as in the Senate bill? With a sense of uncertainty, it's not surprising that there isn't more hiring, especially in the small business sector. I mean, these large businesses like maybe Ford and General Electric, they can kind of run with the punches, to mix the metaphor. But the small businesses are on a lot tighter schedule, and they find it very difficult when these costs and regulations are just thrown at them willy-nilly, and they don't know what's coming.
Diana, if the economic conditions, or at least the tax and regulation provisions, were where they were about a year ago, and there was certainty about what they'd be in the future, what kind of recovery do you think we'd be seeing or would see soon?
It's a very difficult question to answer because you just don't know what would have happened under different conditions. But we can look historically and we can see that when we've put in low tax rates, when we've cut government spending, employment has grown. In 2003, when the Bush tax cuts were fully implemented, that was the end of the jobless recovery. Employers started hiring. In the early 1980s, when President Reagan put in place tax cuts and he signaled his willingness to try to cut government spending, try and eliminate government programs, the 80s were some of the times the biggest wage increases and biggest job increases the economy has ever seen. So this has worked in the past. And I have to think that if it had been tried a year ago, it would have also worked then, just based on historical perspective.
Diana, fascinating to look much deeper inside the two numbers that most people look at, the unemployment rate and the number of jobs lost. Thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you.
Diana Furchgott-Roth is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, where she directs the Center for Employment Policy. She served President George W. Bush as chief economist at the Department of Labor and as chief of staff for his Council of Economic Advisors. She also is a contributing editor at RealClearMarkets.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.